Esther, very, very familiar chapter to most of us that are Bible readers, and I trust that the Lord will help us. We just want to read one verse this morning and talk to you for a few minutes on this Mother's Day. Mother's Day only comes once a year, somebody said, but really, every day ought to be Mother's Day. You ought to honor and respect your mother every day. Matter of fact, the Bible said for us to honor your father and mother, that the days may be long on the earth wherein the Lord thy God has given you. Well, amen. Like a lot of other folks, this morning, kind of choked up. I don't know whether it's allergies or what, but boy, oh boy. Hey, we'll live through it. Amen. In Esther chapter 1, this morning I want to read one verse. And I went back in the archives and picked out this verse this morning. And, you know, I've been here long enough. And some of you older folks might remember, but I've been here long enough that my old folks is gone, and I got a new generation to preach to. So sometime, once in a while, not always, but once in a while, I just go back and pick up an old one that you young folks hadn't heard. Well, great is the Lord. This is a wonderful day to remember mothers. I want to talk to you, read out of verse 12, chapter 1 of Esther today. Amen. If you have it, say amen. But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's commandment, but his chamberlains, king's commandment by his chamberlains. Therefore was the king very wroth, and his anger burned within him. Amen. You may be seated. I thought when I read this verse again yesterday, last night, again this morning, I thought about the title, A Woman's No. Men, women sometimes can be very emphatic when they say no. And dare not push the issue. When she says, no, Jerry, she means no. But I trust that the Lord will help us this morning. Whew. I don't know whether I ought to proceed or not, but I'm going to. Could get dangerous in here today. Amen. But the Queen Vashti refused to come. And I consider the fact that no can be the greatest word in the English language or vocabulary if it's used at the right time. It's almost the shortest word, but it's not. There are some single-letter words, but this word is only two letters long. And yet, I have found to people, human nature is probably the most difficult of all words to pronounce sometime. When it really needs to be said, it's difficult to say. And I don't think it's ever spoken under more difficult circumstances or with, how can I say this, grander emphasis than on this occasion by Vashti. She's the queen. She's the queen of all Persia. Her husband, Ahasuerus, was the absolute power over 127 provinces from India all the way to the golden mountains of Ethiopia. Ahasuerus' reign was a vast territory geographically, and but over over the soul of Vashti. I want us to pay attention here this morning. Over the soul of Vashti, he had absolute no dominion, even though she was the queen. The world, the entire world of his dominion, answered his slightest whim, and always it was yes. Whatever the king said, whatever the king wanted, whatever the king wanted done, amen, it was always yes. If it was from his servants or to his noblemen or to his princes from the kingdom or if it was his chamberlain, they all always adhered to the slightest desire, a whim of King Ahasuerus. But, amen, a noble woman, a very noble woman, answered his own unholy request or command with a absolute fearless no. She had no interest. Now, we want to find out why did she say no. Her no echoes, still resounds through the corridors of time even today. It would do us good to just stop and think about this woman Vashti. Amen. We talk in the book of Esther a lot about Esther sometime, and Esther was a great queen, wonderful queen. But I want us to look at this this queen Vashti here for a few minutes that the Lord will help us today. Amen. This was an unusual demand for an Oriental king to make of his queen. He was demanding that she expose herself before a company of drunken revelers. Such was not only unbecoming to the modesty of her sex, but to her rank and her queen, the fact that she was the king's queen. Amen. Furthermore, household servants instead of nobles were sent to bring her, and the showing of herself was to be before the common people. In verse 12 that I read to you, according to Persian customs, the queen, more than the wives of other men, was to be secluded from public gaze. The king himself would not have tolerated this exposure had he been sober and not drunken. He would have known that his own honor was at stake, as well as hers, and her character would have been insulted by such a demand that she come and expose herself before this drunken crowd. I want you to get the picture here this morning. The Lord will help me draw you a picture. And it's a long banqueting ordeal. It's this particular incident that happened was probably somewhere around midnight in the palace of Shushan, and it was a huge palace. This palace was actually built by Cyrus on the banks of the Euphrates River, and for 7 days a great banquet had been going on. 127 of the princes of the province had been assembled from all parts of his empire. The scene was one of splendor and magnificence and dazzling riot, such as only the ancient Oriental kings and of the world could display. The floor of the palace, from what we can gather, was red, blue, white, and black marble. Great marble columns held up the roof, and underneath of that was a great veil or canopy of white and green and blue velvet, and streamers of fine linen, the beds or couches upon which the banqueters sat and reclined were of silver or gold and decorated with the beasts and deities of Persian superstition and imagination. The cups out of which the princes and the lords drank were of pure gold, and each one chased with a different design. Many of the revelers are by this time This banquet has been going on for several days. All of them are drunk. We'd say dead drunk. Amen. Lying on the floor, sometimes being carted off on litters by weary slaves, and on a raised platform, dancing girls wind their wanton movements to the accompaniment of the strings of sensual music. Amen. And here we are. What a sight. What a banquet. What a drunken reveling is going on. Amen. A music now and then is interrupted by the hiccups of the wild shouts of the drunken revelers. Sweet incense floods the room with fragrance and pleasing odors. On the most gorgeous and elevated seat is the Most High and Master of the Feast, the absolute power of the then known world, King Ahasuerus. Amen. Ahasuerus ruled the whole world at that time. Amen. But he could not and did not rule his own spirit. Amen. And I see in American culture today, I am amazed at the number of people that has no control over their own passions, their own desires, and their own lust. They live sensual lives. They live in wicked style. Amen. And I look at Ahasuerus and I say, in this drunken stupor that he was in, how unkingly and uncrowned he is now. Here he is, the ruling monarch of the whole then known world. Amen. And now his eyes is bloodshot, his breast contracting with hiccups, amen, from being drunk. And on his knee, a half-naked girl sits and dances. Amen. Through his dull and alcohol-stupefied brain, there is a running question. Amen. What more can I do to startle and entertain my guest in this banquet? Then all of a sudden, amen, a gleam comes to his drunken eyes. He has an idea. The queen, amen, the beauty of all the world, amen, to have her come and display before his drunken lords. That'll be something unheard of. Never before has a king subjected his queen to such, amen, low conditions. Amen. That'll be something indeed unheard of. And he is thinking it'll be a climax of 7 days orgy. Amen. Here, Harbona, amen, Bigtham, Carcass, amen, and the rest of these seven chamberlains. Amen. Bring in the Queen Vashti. Amen. The beauty of all the earth. The queen, the seven chamberlains, looked at each other in the face and they thought, the queen? Bring the queen in now in this atmosphere of drunken stupor and reveling? It has never been done in history. Amen. And they were frightened for a moment. Amen. And then they go off to the harem. Amen. To fetch Queen Vashti. Oh, amen. What a chore those chamberlains had. Seven of them. Amen. Going down the hallway to the queen's quarters. Amen. They start. Meanwhile, the lords and the nobles are roused up out of their drunken stupor. Amen. With this unprecedented proposal, they lift themselves in a sitting position and eagerly look toward, amen, the vast door curtained with white and green and blue porters. Amen. The heavy curtain all of a sudden is pushed back. And Mayhuman, amen, the chief of the chamberlains, with an anxious look on his countenance, amen, he comes to the royal seat of this, amen, great monarch, the king of all the earth. Amen. Ahasuerus. And he whispers in his ear, amen. And the queen said, no. Amen. Come on here. Y'all stay with me as long as you can. Amen. A look of rage and disappointment, amen, fills this king's, amen, face as he hurls his golden cup that's full of wine against the wall of marble, and it splashes red, amen, wine on the wall. Ah, amen. But no, the queen said, amen, the king's rage does not convince her to come. Amen. She has said no, sir, and she meant no. I want to tell you, I wish that people in American culture today would learn how to say no to the temptation of this day. Amen. To say no to the desires and the passions and the lust that is saturating our society. Amen. Come on, y'all stay with me here this morning. When it's acceptable for people to live together outside of the bonds of matrimony, amen, and have children, amen, without any holy communion. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Can anybody say no? Amen. Have we forgotten how, amen, to have just and right principles, amen, that are holy before God? Amen. Amen. When the temptation comes to our young people for them to go reveling and having a party, amen, that they will later be ashamed of. Amen. Has our society forgotten how to say no? Amen. I want to tell you, great God, help me here. The pressure is on in our society now. Amen. Never, never before, amen, has this little two-letter word, amen, become almost impossible to pronounce in our generation. Amen. It is, help me here. It is among one of the first words, amen, that we need to learn to teach our children. There are some things that they need to learn how to say no. Amen. When that child, amen, just a little infant, reaches on the coffee table to get that, amen, valuable whatnot or dish, amen, you smack its little hands and say, no, no, amen. You need to teach it to say no. Come on. Somebody say amen. There are some things in life you need to say no to. I know that's not popular. Whoo! The mentality of this generation is if it feels good, do it. But we need to learn to say no. Amen. Ah, failure here to teach our children to say no. Amen. Means moral wreckage. Amen. To the next generation that's coming. Amen. You've got to have backbone to say no when every possible pressure is applied, amen, for you to say yes. You learn to say no. How? Why? Because it's wrong. That's simple. Amen. That's not theological. That's very simple. I mean, we have a generation that does not know the difference between what's right and what's wrong. They really don't. They have no concept that there are some things in life that you don't do. Why, preacher? Because it's wrong. Amen. I think that the teenagers today are exposed to the pressures zero in on upon our youth now. Amen. When we have what they call that, YouTube or Facebook, and everybody texts everybody. Amen. Amen. One fella said, please, no texting in church. I'm the only one that's got a text. Amen. Help me here. Ah, but I'm amazed at the number of people who come to church and text while the service is going on. Hello here. There's some things that you ought not to do. I lost some of y'all right there. Amen. Ah, our youth is exposed to some of the worst of all advertisements that has ever been in the culture of American society. Amen. There are words that are said on the radio and on the TV these days, amen, that 40 years ago the FCC would not allow to be pronounced in public, period. I lost some of y'all here. There are greater sales campaigns and advertisements, more solicitations than at any other age level is going to our youth of America now. And the constant appeal is, try it. Do it. Come on, come on here. It wasn't easy for the young man Daniel. Amen. He is away from home. He was in a strange company. His superiors wanted him to develop a pleasing, acceptable personality. His employers liked his chances for success. There's no blemish on him. He was well favored. They noted that he was skillful. He was smart. He had ability. Amen. He seemed destined for quick success until his boss suggested that he compromise his moral convictions. Amen. And unequivocally, come on, are y'all still with me? Unequivocally, he answered with an absolute no. There are some things I will not do. Amen. I'm amazed that this generation in American culture, and even people that go to church, there is nothing that they will not indulge in. Amen. And partake in the pleasures of sin in the world and still turn around and say, I go to church and I'm saved. Hogwash. Amen. If they are, then the Bible is wrong. And everything in the Bible is wrong. The Bible is still right. Every principle is right. Amen. And Vashti said to Ahasuerus, the king, amen, the king that sat on the throne of total, absolute authority, no, king, I know you're the king, and you are my husband, amen, but I will not lower, amen, my morals and my values to satisfy your passions and desires in a drunken stupor. Amen. Greater, come on, are y'all still with me? Greater honor should be bestowed upon Vashti because she refused and said no. Anybody here now say amen. If I could get people to understand that we're living in a generation that pressure is on. Pressure is on. Amen. Your friends are going to put pressure on you. You hear me? Your friends that you associate with is going to put pressure on you to indulge in the pleasures of sin and the world. Amen. But you remember one thing. There is pleasure in the world, but it only lasts for a season. It's not forever. No, no. Amen. It comes to an end after a while. Amen. Are y'all still with me? Amen. This queen, amen, she had moral badge. And I think, I wonder what she thought when those chamberlains came to her and said, the king wants you to come and expose your beauty before all the drunken princes of the province and all the idiots, excuse the vernacular there. Amen. The idiots that he's got in his drunken prayer. I wonder what went through her mind. She could have thought, what will that do to my children? What kind of example are they going to see out of me? And I want to tell you, what you do in moderation, your children is going to do in excess. If you dress in a way, are y'all still with me? If you dress in a way that is borderline, your children's going to go past the borderline. Hello here. If you go to places that is borderline and not sure whether Christians ought to be there or not, your children is going to go beyond that. and indulge in places of sinful indulgence that you would not have done or went to. Amen. But because you have set a borderline example. Am I doing all right this morning? Invest, I said. Amen. I want my children to understand, amen, that there are some moral values in life that is more important to me than the king's passions and wishes. Amen. When Daniel was destined for quick success, and his boss suggested he compromise his moral convictions, and that's always where the rubber meets the road. That's the mastery test. Are y'all still here? Will you compromise your convictions? Will you go somewhere that 10 years ago you would not have been caught in? Would you indulge in an activity that when you first got saved, it was no, no, no? Come on here. When that baby reached out and got its hand smacked at that beautiful dish on the coffee table, and you taught it to say no, amen, that there are some things in life that is off limits. Amen. And when that child becomes 25 years of age and it breaks that dish on the coffee table on purpose, I'm old enough and big enough, I can do it if I want to. We are heading for moral failure in American culture. Does anybody here now say amen? It was here that Daniel built his future on the giant two-letter word, no. He purposed, the Bible said in Daniel chapter 1, that he purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. I remember years ago, and I don't know whether y'all heard or not, but while we were in Missouri, Joplin, Missouri, and preaching the day services in that camp meeting, the news came to us that David Wilkerson got killed. He was killed in a car wreck in Dallas, Texas. And some said he was such a frail man and shaking, he probably should not have even been driving, but that's beside the point. Are y'all still with me? He had been a great man in his time. I remember years ago, he published a book, or an article anyhow, on Sipping Saints. I don't know whether some of y'all, has anybody read that? Amen. It's powerful, powerful, powerful article, Sipping Saints. And he said, amen, we are living in a generation that church people, are y'all still here? Church people claim to be saved. Amen. Indulge in drinking alcohol and think there's nothing wrong with it. I want to tell you, amen, we need to learn to say no. Woo! Then by now, say amen. Ah, praise God. Amen. Such character as Daniel had has got to be built in that child from its mother's womb. And it was with Daniel, and it was with his three Hebrew children. Their ability to say no wrote history. Amen. Amen. The three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, amen, they said, we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Daniel chapter 3 and verse 18. Amen. They had an emphatic, positive no. Amen. Until our generation is taught again the principles of what's right and what's wrong. Amen. And learn how to instill in their hearts the principles of God's righteousness. Amen. This next generation coming on, there will be no principles of righteousness. Somebody say amen. In our society now, it's almost suicide to go against the popular will of the society. Amen. Ah, come on, Daniel. It's only a little bit of music. Come on, Shadrach. Amen. Nobody will know. You are in a foreign land. You're among other people that are doing the same thing. Remember, look how many other people's doing the same thing. Come on here. Amen. Amen. Ah, it would even be discreet and advantageous to you in the eyes of the king if you would just, amen, break down and compromise. Amen. Ah, just don't reserve your own private convictions for, amen, the world. Amen. Come on here. Amen. You're such a small group. Amen. Y'all are a minority here in Babylon. Amen. Come on, Daniel. Amen. Ah, the majority is for it. Amen. Come on here. God give us some saints. Amen. That has a dedication in their heart that they love God more than they want popular opinion. Amen. In their society. I want to tell you, amen, if we don't have a revival in the hearts of men, amen, this next generation will know nothing about holiness and righteousness and godliness. Amen. It'll all be a muddled up mess. Amen. A passions and desires that still has a religious blessing on it. Am I doing all right this morning? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, no. 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 Amen. I know. Queen Vashti, she said, I know you're the king. Amen. And I know what it's going to cost me. But I'm not going to come. Though you are the king. Amen. And I am under authority of the king. But you've asked me to compromise my morals. And the answer, king, is no. Now, the king, knowing Vashti, does not dare to compel her. But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's command, the Bible said. She will not strip her veil of modesty from her by exposing herself to the lewd glances and lascivious gestures of the drunken crew who sat about the table of the king. Vashti, really, she had counted the cost. She knew what it meant. She knew what it cost us. Amen. Here could have been the climax of her glory. Everybody in the whole kingdom would have seen her beauty. Amen. But for modesty's sake, she puts all that aside. And she knows she will cease to be the queen. But she said, my virtue and my morals is more valuable to me than the king's wishes. Somebody say amen. Ah, amen. For modesty's sake, she puts it all aside. She knows what it's going to mean. She really does. Amen. The loss of her crown. Degradation. Amen. Banishment. Exile. Amen. Miserable lot of a slave girl. She understands what it's going to cost her. Amen. Perhaps, maybe, it could have even meant death by a poison cup or a shining steel blade of a sword. Nevertheless, she uttered her magnificent word, no. It may cost you some of your friends to be able to say no when you need to say no. I know it's not very popular stuff here this morning, but you got it, whether it's popular or not. The palace of Shushan, the proud city, amen, of Xerxes. Amen. Now, today is only a heap of dust where the wild beasts howl. There's nothing left of the palace of Shushan. It's in rumbles and ruins and dust. Amen. But if you search, amen, amid this heap of dust, praise God, somewhere or another you'll find Vashti's noble refusal. The luster, amen, is undimmed by the flight of the ages. Amen. Civilizations have come and gone, but Vashti said no. Amen. And if she had said yes, she would have passed from the pages of history and her name would have never been mentioned. But because she said no to the temptation and she said no, amen, to the wishes of a drunken party, amen, she went down in history, amen, as the woman, amen, who dared to stand for values and morals and principles that is right for womanhood. Like it or not, y'all stay with me here this morning. I don't know. I know. I'm probably over way out in the right field for some of y'all here today. But like it or not, in American society today, a woman or a female is an idol to be wished for. Hello. And for you to lower your standard of morality, amen, is to say to this generation, I'd rather be popular with my friends than to be popular with God. I wish, come on here, y'all stay with me here this morning. I wish I could recall back some of the years from when, whence we have already come through. I'm an older man. I know it. Somebody said, Brother Savage, times change and you have to change with the times. It depends upon whether it means compromising my moral values or not. Amen. There are some things I will change with the times. Come on here. Amen. Yeah. Amen. I know. I got a cell phone. Praise God. And it works. I know how to use it. Amen. And I get text messages from Whitney when I'm preaching. She thinks that I'm going to answer her back, and when she knows that I'm preaching, but I ain't going to answer her. Praise God. Amen. I know technology has changed our society. I understand that. And there's a lot of things in society that has changed. Amen. But when it comes to moral values and principles of what's right and wrong, amen, you don't give in and say yes when you need to say no. Amen. I'm an older man than most of you that are here this morning. My hair's gray, and it's turning gray, and what ain't turned gray is turned loose. When I come to pastor here, I had a full head of hair, curly, wavy, black as a raven. The time's made a change in it. I don't know. Amen. Come on. I remember some of y'all when I come here, too. Praise God. Time's way to change in you as well. Amen. But I remember as a young boy growing up, men honored women. They respected womanhood. They respected and honored mama. Mama was the best woman in the world. Come on here. She taught them the principles of life. Am I doing all right here this morning? Amen. A woman was honored to, and I might could even say put on a pedestal in society that they reverenced and respected womanhood. And if a man, I don't care if he was a sailor that cussed, amen, or hired hand on the farm, it didn't matter. If they came in the presence of a woman, they would not use even a slang word, let alone a cuss word. Boy, somebody said, I don't remember those days. You're not old enough. But I remember them. People respected and honored womanhood. It was a, come on here. Are y'all still here? But now, I've seen boys, young men, stand up and curse their own mother with such foul language that is unbelievable to come from a human's lips. No respect and honor. And I wonder if maybe society in general has failed our young people by not teaching them to say no. Don't smack Junior's hand. You might hurt him. I lost y'all. My mom and daddy smacked more than my hand. You know what? Amen. It didn't stunt my growth a bit. Really, it didn't stunt. Do I look like my growth has been stunted? I've expanded, if anything. Amen. Those disciplined times, amen, did not make me a worse person and a worse character. It made me a better character. And it made me have moral values. Am I doing all right? Amen. God help us, amen, to come to the realization we've got to have a revival in our churches. Amen. Let alone just the rest of the world. Our church has got to have a revival to where we realize that principles are still right. Amen. In the house of God. There's some things you just don't do. Now, I know times have changed. I'm getting ready to close here. Another 3.5 hours, more or less. I know times have changed. Oh, I was raised with having manners. Does anybody here understand what the word manners means? When I come into the house, my hat come off my head. I lost some of y'all right there. Amen. If I sit at the table, I better not come to the table with my cap on. I'd find myself getting up in the middle of the next week somewhere. There were some principles that they laid down to us while we were young. Come on here. Amen. I find it's difficult for me. Amen. And sometimes we go to McDonald's or Country Cooking or wherever to eat. Amen. And I look around and I see men, grown men, sitting at the table with their hats on eating. Boy, oh boy, where's your manners? Times have changed. I understand that. Values have changed. I understand that. But there are some things you don't change. You don't change your moral values for nobody. Vashti said, you are the king. You are my husband. And I know what it's going to cost me. But I will not. I will not. And if the king had been, come on here, if the king had been sober, amen, if he had not been drunken on alcohol to the extent that his senses were so dulled, he could not think straight. Amen. He would not have allowed his queen to come to that banquet, let alone be exposed to all the lewd men's minds. Am I doing all right here this morning? No, at the right time, lays the foundation for the house of success. Amen. I'm getting ready to close. Give me just a couple more minutes here. I think the world got on the wrong track at the very beginning, because the first woman was not able to say no to the serpent. I don't exempt Adam either. No. He's just as guilty. As far as I'm concerned, he perhaps is maybe more guilty, because he took of it, the fruit of the forbidden tree, with his eyes wide open. He knew what he was doing. Are y'all still here? Say amen. Ah, but ever since then, amen, that word no has been lost and blastered, withered. Men and women are driven out with tears in their eyes and arrows in their hearts, because they said yes to the tempter instead of saying no. I'm going to close. If Eve had it to do over, when her own son rose up and slew her baby boy, amen, if you could have heard Eve weep and cry and say, I wish I'd have done it different. I wish. Are y'all still with me here this morning? I wish I'd have said no to that tempter serpent. I wish I'd have never looked at that fruit from the forbidden tree. I wish I'd never given it to my husband, Adam. I wish we had never ate it. I don't know if Eve ever knew where the burial of her baby boy was when Cain rose up and slew. Are y'all still with me? Amen. The son. I don't know if she ever knew where that cemetery grave lot was. But I am of the opinion, if she did, she would have passed it on a daily basis and said, and wept with tears and said, I wish I'd have said no. Blessed Lord, I thank you today for your grace and your mercy. Thank you this morning because of the truth of your word. And I pray this morning, Lord, that every heart that is in this sanctuary will sense the urgency and the need of our young married couples to learn how to live their life and not partake of this world and its pleasures. Give them the ability, Lord, to keep their character and keep their morals and keep their values. Oh God, I pray for grace and strength this morning, Lord. Your precious word will somehow or another take its root in some precious life today. And may the word of God and the spirit of God so touch lives that we realize the urgency of our day. In Christ's name, amen. Everybody stand. Amen. Praise God. I wonder this morning if, amen, everybody here that has any sense of direction, what Mama would want if she would be living, what she would want you to do, and how she'd want you to live. To some of you, it may not have been Mama. It might have been grandmother. It might have been an aunt or someone in your life past that gave some principles of what's right and wrong. Amen. I pray this morning that each one of our hearts will be touched, that we want to know how to live right. Amen. Let's come pray.